The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics.
There, patriots and climate changers, it is time for your weekly dose of red pill politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my sincere pleasure to be spending Sunday morning with all y'all. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. Here it is, mid-December already. Christmas is right around the corner. Today's show is, we got a few things I'm going to throw out there. I got my usual list of topics I like to cover. The phone lines are going to be open, too. So if you'd like to share your thoughts, agree with me if you will, disagree with me if you will, but bring the receipts because we're looking for the truth. That's what this is about. Good, bad, or indifferent. All right, we're all adults here. Americans are tough and they can take it. They can take a little bad news. And unfortunately, there's a lot of it out there. There's a lot of it out there. We're going to talk more about COP28. It's what's going on. All the elite are meeting up there. And I want to make sure that you consider what's going on within the context that it should be. The players involved. I want you to know exactly how this is going to go. Because don't forget, the UN's got this global to local plan that they just love so much to make it seem like the global government layer loves you even more than your federal government layer loves you. They're going to love you real hard, love you long time, forever and ever. Okay, so what are their tools? How do they do that? Global to local, what does that mean? Well, that means it goes right from, you know, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations and their sustainable development goals. It goes right from the musings of those psychopathic monsters right around your federal government, right around your state government, and oozes through the door through NGOs and nonprofits and regional Soviets right into your town. Gift wrapped is things that look and smell domestic, but are really right off the shelves of the globalists, and you turn it into enforceable law right in your municipality. How do we recognize the players? All right, who's going to be the one bringing this this new era of post-industrial enslavement? Who's going to be the bag man for that? I'm going to talk about that today. The CDC, all right, looks like the old election variant is firing up again. And the director of the CDC, unindicted criminal, as far as I'm concerned. Everyone involved at the executive level of the CDC and the FDA, right down to those that are posting relentless, using your tax dollars to buy ad space on Twitter X, and I mean a deluge. If you open up the general news feed, it is one after the other, promoting known lies, promoting something that will, in fact, either A, has the potential to kill you outright, or B, at the very least, is going to so severely impact an entire generation of people and that are going to wind up sterile. All right. For so long, when we talked about or tried to talk about plans that the elite have for overpopulation, we were immediately tagged as conspiracy theorists, and this is just crazy. Come on, the government loves us. Okay, they really do love us, and what you're saying is just crazy. How could they do that? Were they just going to march us off into concentration camps and gas us and incinerate us? And I mean, not that that hasn't happened on this planet already. But yeah, we were painted as conspiracy theorists. You know, and I submit to you, what do you have when you've got a nation whose government and whose laws are starting to take the shape of something that makes abortion like going to a drive-thru? They did that to marriage, and that really worked wonderfully. Well, yeah, now you just about got drive-thru abortions. So you got them on that end. And on the other end, I point to our neighbors to the north in Canada who have a pretty aggressive program for euthanasia. They actually sell pods where you can climb into the damn thing and you snuff yourself. Basically, they take the top part of the pod that you're in, and it's a casket also, and they just bury you in that, and then they reload it, and anybody else, you got to, you know, not just someone who's got a horrible terminal disease and, you know, an unknown number of weeks or months to live and just don't want to suffer anymore. Not just for that. You know, and even then, this is a questionable thing for the medical field to be doing. All you got to be is homeless, and just I'm homeless, and I don't have. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. I'm depressed. You know, depression. Anything will do, and they'll help you. So they get you on that end. You know, old people and people that are disabled, people that have mental disorders. Oh yeah, just hop in our death pod, all right, and we'll take care of the rest. You know, what do programs and policies like that do to a population? All right, and it appears, I don't know, at a glance here, I'm just looking at the best available data out there, which doesn't necessarily come from the prostitutes and political whores of the mainstream. You know, I look all around. If I want to know about immigration and what's going on with the invasion at our borders, I go and see what Michael Yon is putting out. Right, I want the most accurate information. Like I said in the beginning, bring any opinion you want to the show, but bring the damn receipts too. Let's talk within a realm of facts that we can form the context of a debate. So, yeah, I go out and I get the best available information that I can. And it's not necessarily the mainstream. I mean, I use them. I've said this on the show before a lot of times. I don't just block MSNBC and CNN. I zip through there. I mean, I surf right through, and it doesn't take long, folks. You in a half an hour could go through each of the mainstream news feeds, all right, all the government propaganda arms and CIA arms, and they're all beating to the same beat. They're drumming to the same beat. Almost, and many times, word for word, from one to the other, you know what they're pushing. This is where government wants you to focus, on this particular behavior or that. All right, so I use that information. I don't take what they say as fact in gospel. I say, well, this is what the government wants us to do. Because the mainstream, I am ticked off more at them, I think, than anybody. Because they were given special protections in the First Amendment, very First Amendment. All right, our founders knew how important our dialogue, being able to have a common sense intellectual exchange, how that was going to avoid many conflicts. Wars can be avoided through healthy dialogue. So they knew how important it was. In the press, they had special protections. And what did they do? They turned on us. Completely weaponized. I mean, other than, like I said, extrapolating usable information from the government mockingbirds, There is no other intellectual value to them. But I take that. I mix that in with what I'm seeing that is trustworthy. Observations that that are legitimate observations that never make it. You know, what are those things that the media is avoiding? When you spoon feed them things and they refuse to cover it, that's where you look for the truth. And it's usually where it is what we found with COVID and the vaccine. I mean, you cannot have access to the most current things that are coming out right now, not only through FOIA releases that are coming from within the Borg itself, but look at like over in New Zealand. There's a unique situation there where that country geographically is of a size and the population is of a size that allows a single technical administrator to be able to access, to arrange and distribute relevant information regarding vaccinations and mortality rates. And you have yet again another source that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that these vaccines are killers. That there's a certain percentage, and it can be tracked again. We know now, if you go back to the website that popped on there, How Bad Is My Batch, where they talk about hot batches that are, you know, where the, especially Moderna, because there's like four times the strength of the Pfizer vaccine. So a lot of people in hot batches from Moderna, the rates were unbelievable. Undeniable. This is undeniable evidence that is absolutely avoided by the mainstream, avoided by most of government. There's a few out there. The censorship on this was massive. I mean, think back over the last 2 or 3 years, what they had to do to squelch incoming statistics and science and you know, real information. And the people responsible for that, we brush this off and we say, oh, gee, well, we know they're hiding something. And then we catch them. You know, there's actual liars. And you know, it's like, you know, then there's a new crisis. Like, they're jingling keys in front of a little baby. Do you all of a sudden lose interest in whatever a moment ago you were fixated on and crying, and now, oh, shiny thing. And we're off to the next thing. We forget to go back and deal with, adjudicate, and sentence the people that just committed treason in many cases. Treason is being committed in this country. It's disgusting. It's daily. It's not just once in a while. It's daily. So CDC, we're going to be talking about the election variant. They're amping that up. Everybody in up and down that food chain, responsible for putting ads out like they do. And I, again, encourage you to go read the comments. Don't just scroll by that stuff. Oh, there's a CDC again spouting there. You know, go and read the comments. The people know. The people know. That's why when they have these great big summits like COP28 and the G7, the G8, they're worried really significantly about the opposition that's out there. They know darn well they're swimming against the tide. And how do they put out an illusion that it's actually the other way around? That those people, the majority are radicals and dangerous, should be hated, should be attacked. That's exactly what's happening with the progressives out there. Is the most radical and the ones that have incited the most violence are actually these creatures that are communist, who call themselves progressives, and infiltrated the Democrat Party. All right, I'm not going to cast such a wide net to call every Democrat a raging Marxist lunatic, because there's a significant number of them out there, but they're keeping their heads down. They're cowering like little cowards. They let their party be taken over. So I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for them as little lapdogs and let this happen, but the others are vile enemies of the state. The things that they want to do is, you know, you just got to have a look. You just got to have a look for yourself. But people don't recognize treason. They don't deal with treason when it happens. We were warned not to tolerate treasons while they were small and tolerable. You stomp it out like a fire. You don't walk by and see an outlet in your house sparking away and a little flame popping out. You know, that's just a small fire. I mean, well, I'll deal with that tomorrow. No. No, you don't deal with it tomorrow. You stomp it out. You stomp it out. We've got to take that attitude with government, is that there is no forgiving. Remember the COVID forgiveness? They were so worried, and they're still worried, too. Man, these people are still, you know, there is no statute of limitation on fraud. I really don't care how long it takes the rest of the world to friggin' wake up, but once they do, remember there's no statute of limitation on fraud, and you go back and let the punishment fit the crime. And let's remember that the crime was a conspiracy against your own countrymen. It was genocidal. Many people died. And even more have been maimed. Premeditated. Okay, premeditated. It wasn't by accident. Oh, we were moving at the speed of science. Remember that? Oh, no. No, 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 no. You were moving at the speed of science, all right. But now we got records going back well before the release of COVID. It shows that they've been engineering this right along with the intention of releasing it, and they did. So, yeah. CDC is still out there every day, right under your nose, advertising, specifically going after pregnant women. They got ads specific to get, oh, you pregnant women? No, go in and get your COVID and your flu vaccine. You know, for the longest time, oh, you know, don't bunch all your vaccines up, right? Just spread them out. They're telling pregnant women, who used to be among the population, often, you know, they'd say, oh, you might want to talk to your doctor. Don't just run out and get one. Well, not any longer. The CDC, they're your daddy. They're your daddy. They're your doctor. You watch and see what happens. We are in this country right now. Our replacement rate, as far as population, is unsustainable. To steal back one of our words, it is unsustainable. If we don't maintain at least a 2.2 replacement rate in terms of our population, the population crashes. You get to a point where there's not enough young to take care of the old. Not only physically take care of, but fiscally. As far as the economic machine, what happens when a large number of the working force all of a sudden is gone? And even if you could convince every young person out there to get the hell off your dead ass and go get a job, develop a skill, a trade, or something, and be part of the economic machine. And there's just physically not enough bodies. The bubble goes down. There's an implosion within the economy. Okay, and that's the rate that we're in, the unsustainable range right now. Which means sometime in the future, we're going to have a big problem. But you know what? They know that. Globalists know that. You can't listen to Yuval Noah Harari without realizing that, yeah, they don't come out and say that and talk to you in pure common sense economic terms. But rather, he says, yeah, we got a bunch of useless people, no useless eaters out there. And they got a plan for you. more about that right after this break. You're listening to Red Pill Politics and Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you right after the messages. Well, you might not sing a bit like Elvis, but a good groove will make you shake your pelvis. Oh, night long.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Sunday to you. It is December 10th already. We've had some kind of weird weather. It depends where you are. In the higher countries are getting more snow. But we're right where I'm at here in Western Mass. Looks like a couple days of rain. Up north a little bit. It's going to be a slushy mess. A lot of flooding potential already. Ground is soaked. Up here, unlike other parts of the country, the wells, the streams, they're pretty much at capacity. And, you know, when you get this, and this happens in both fall and spring. Spring can be pretty bad sometimes when you get pounded on with snow. You get a warm spell and a rain comes and you have all those storms worth of snow that melts right along with the rain that comes down. And especially if you've got conditions where either the ground is just full and saturated already, which we're kind of there, or you've got a frost layer where all of that melts does not have the opportunity to even infiltrate and runs off. And this is where you get some pretty bad flooding that takes place. And oddly, that same thing happens when you have extremely parched conditions, just the opposite. When the ground is so dry and all of a sudden you get rain, and we've all seen it when it's that dry and dusty out and a raindrop hits, it pools up in a little ball. Okay, and until the ground is dampened enough to absorb the water, it tends to run off. So you can even have flooding after very arid conditions. But yeah, we're going to talk some more about this environmental stuff. Let me get a couple more things on my list I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. We're getting to that season now. The communists out there are just wetting themselves, knowing that Trump's going to be running and knowing that he's got such a lead and knowing that the Bidenista regime is, well, thank God it's an entire regime. Biden is falling apart. He's a bumbling, you know, as much as I loathe the man, there's a certain amount of human dignity, I guess, that everyone should have in his family. His wife, his kids should pull him out of the public eye and let him finish the rest of his life. I mean, like I said, I can't stand the guy. He's horribly corrupt, has been his entire career. He is a constitutional menace to this country. But, you know, he's being put up there. Everyone around him's using him. This is the thing with progressives, you know, the nasty Pelosi's of the world. They will wring every last little bit of communist usefulness out of you. Use you up and cast you aside for the common good, because that's what they're all about, remember? So they make you all kinds of promises of security. You'll be all set. We'll take care of you. Yeah, we'll take care of you, all right. They're parasitic. Little carnivores, and they will gobble you up and spit you out, and that's where Biden's at right now. They're getting ready to spit, and he's going to be gone, because it's mentally gone right now, and everyone sees it too. This is a weakness. This is a threat to the nation. That means the ones around him, the ones that are now in charge of foreign policy, these are not necessarily people that you've, as constituents, elected in. And I know all about the election fraud and how integrity there is gone. You get my point. This is part of the Soviet. This is where the worst of the worst lives. It's in the shadows. All right, it's not exposed to being elected out of office. They're the ones in charge. They're driving foreign policy, and it is foreign policy that has probably the greatest to do with what happens with our domestic policy, how happy and healthy we are in our economies, how thriving they are, our rights and liberties. Are we truly free, or are we squelched? All right, so Holly weirdos, they're out there now pledging to leave again if Trump is elected. Again? Again? For crying out loud. All promises, all lies. Be right back after a short break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. Hit the share button. We'll be right back.
Shadow hands run democracy. The edges speak of a lie, shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top, counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Welcome back. Happy Sunday to everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in and participating. All right, let's feed our brains here and get the most of this 2 hour slot. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about here. Phone lines are open. 512-248-8252 is the call in number. And I want to also let you know there's two places if you'd like to participate. In text chat, share links, maybe pull a few questions out of there, get to hang with the community. There's two ways you can do that. Redpillpolitics.chattango.com. With some volunteers right here from the station or over there manning a forum as we speak. And as always, I throw out a live stream every single time I go live here at RBN. And if you're subscribed already to redpillpolitics.tv, you already know that. All right. But just in case you're tuning in for the first time, look us up on Rumble. Red Pill Politics is over there streaming right now. And you, too, can participate in the text chat. Get subscribed. All right. Leave some comments. Comments in the live text chat is great. But if you've got resources and things that you want to share, that are important and help the algorithms to help us uncancel ourselves. This is the third time here. Every time I go and I chop at the old progressive root, especially the perverts out there, oh man, perverts hate being called perverts. And I get attacked every time for it. But that's okay. That's okay, because I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be here right now. I would be out hunting right now, to tell you the honest to God truth, if I wasn't catching flack. Because if you go around and you put out uncomfortable truths like that, the liars and the lowest of the low will attack you, right? And it's like shining a great big light on themselves. Now, I love it, love it, love it. And it means you're effective. Because I am as proud of my enemies list as I am my circle of friends. All right? You can judge a man by his friends and his enemies. So keep that in mind. I'm proud of my enemies list, and that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. So get involved in text chat if you would. Subscribe to the channel and help share us around. And definitely head over to republicbroadcasting.org. They should already be in your favorites. There is programming there 7 days a week to feed your brain. Check it out. They got a calendar for when everyone is scheduled. There is an archive of every show from each of the hosts. I suggest you dig in, find something you like, share it around. You can share the link. You can download the MP3, put it on a thumb drive. You know, I'm like myself, there's times where I'm working remotely or something, or spend a lot of time in my vehicle. Boom, plug that in. You're good to go. And hit that donation button on your way out. We are listener funded, and that's what keeps the signal going. All right. Back to it. The Holly weirdos. All right. they're all pledging to leave America again. And, you know, I used to say, you know, let's start a Facebook page and take pledges, because I know these are promises that would be kept. People that would pledge a one-way ticket to, I don't know, El Salvador, any place these numbnuts want to go, you know, but pledge to pay their way. I don't care if they're billionaires like Oprah. All right, you open up your damn pie hole and you expatriate yourself. All right, declare your hatred for America. All right, sashay your fat ass on this plane and we'll pay for a one-way ticket to El Salvador. Enjoy yourself. Maui don't want you either. All right, get to moving. That's what I say. But, you know, right now I'm not so sure. All right, where do they want to run to? Do they want to run to a country that doesn't extradite criminals? Maybe we should revoke their passport. Right now, proactively, maybe that's something that the feds could be doing. Is those perverts that get up there and say that they hate America and they want to leave, all right? You know, at a point where the Bidenista regime has successfully flooded this nation with invaders, it'd be nice to take one out. All right, get one and get rid of it. Get a bad apple and send her out with the next batch of MS-13, for God's sakes. Unbelievable. I've had my fill of these. I really, you know, my wife loves going to the movies just for the whole theater experience and watching a good movie. You know, she's into movies and actors and things like that. And, you know, this is a place where her and I don't agree anymore. It was a point where I didn't mind going out to the movies and just kicking back and relaxing, but now I just can't stand these people. Knowing what they're saying and doing, you know, shut your mouth and entertain me. All right, just shut your damn pie hole and entertain me. You're a friggin' entertainer. If I wanted some political punditry, you know, I'll go find it, but I don't want it from a lousy actor. Feeling so damn uncomfortable in their own skin, they have to pretend to be someone else. Screw that. All Hollywood can kiss my star-spangled ass. That's my further opinion I'm sticking to. In Daisy World, I wanted to bring up Daisy World, and we'll talk more about that in the second hour of the show. We're going to get right into some of the real climate science out there. I started the show out talking about context, about having things in context. And that's going to be part of it, is if we're going to engage, and we do have to engage in this climate discussion, all right, we can't, oh, I don't want to talk about that, it's a bunch of crap. And it is. They politicized, monetized, and weaponized a natural process. Period. That's the very shortest version of the truth that exists. Now, the realities are that their climate does change in such a profound way that the nations of the world need to be thinking about this way ahead of time. So I'm not trying to stop the asteroid in its tracks. I'm trying to nudge it in a direction of a common sense dialogue where we can start talking about solutions and tie in the economy to have absolute economic positives. And this is what they're touting. There's, oh, this new green transition, this green jobs, and it's just utopian, they say, till you look at the details and you find out it's dystopian. So, Daisy World, we'll talk about that in the second half of the show, but just to let you know what that is, when I was in college, and it's going back the mid to late 90s now, there was a government research project that was going on. They were sniffing around looking for volunteers, and I did it. Actually, I take that back. It was around the early or mid 90s, so it could have been 93, 94, 95-ish. I can't remember what year. But I got involved, me and one other classmate, and we went to the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife, and it was a great big huge computer lab. And there was a whole room full of us that sat down with our own little computer station. And it was basically our job to populate a planet with either black or white daisies that would sustain the population, or the temperature, I'm sorry, of within a livable range, in what we found out. So I was actually part of a little, a government research project. And I'll share the results of that in the second hour of the show when we really dig into the details. But that's what Daisy World was. Daisy World was the name of the program. And you can look it up. There's still a few snippets of it out there in the interwebs of this program. And it was quite enlightening. And as this whole climate change thing materialized, I look back and I went, holy cow. This is absolutely intimately connected. So we'll talk about that too. Back to the post-industrial America. All right, this was the conclusion that was driven home as part of COP28. I told you last week, if you tuned into the show, I was ready to send off a scathing letter to my senators here. So I found myself at their website. And I was perusing around Senator Markey's website. And if you want to see this with your own eyes, you can follow along if you will. Point your browser to Senator Markey in Massachusetts. And he's got a little, they love these things, little toolkits and guides and things like that. Well, he's got a guide up there for climate change that goes along with the Green New Deal. And I want you to read it. Because in there, he comes out first glowingly saying that he's going to, this new green transition is going to lead to all these miraculous new jobs for us, and how this new green economy is going to be great. And then, right around the corner, out of the other side of his mouth, he's talking about deindustrializing the state. Deindustrializing. It is just one of those words most people gloss over and don't even think about it. But deindustrialize, that means to tear down those machines and industries that produce things, all kinds of things. Every little gizmo and widget that you could ever want, every plastic piece of whatever, someone's got an extrusion molding company that makes these things. Well, they're deindustrializing. We used to have machine shops in every city around the country, especially here in the Northeast, around where I'm at, Connecticut, where the Bridgeport was from, a milling machine that is absolutely dominates the industry now around the world. Okay, you know, we used to build things. We had the ability, if something broke, to hop on the phone, and you could be talking to somebody driving distance from you who can take a block of metal and recreate that thing for you. That's all being taken away. Your food supply, too, that's industrialized. They're taking that, and John Kerry's come right out and point blank targeted agriculture and farming. So, yeah, you will find language right there. And after you go and you know, prove to yourself that that is exactly what they're saying, this is just my senator in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, but I highly recommend you turn around and point your browser right back to your state and your senators. And all of those that have bought into the hype of climate change and the Green New Deal, they are they're treasonous criminals. They are. Right? The Commerce Clause is a mandate on government by the Constitution. It's one of the few things that is a positive mandate on government, is to keep commerce regular. All right? Not to, and when it uses the word regulate, it's not regulation. That is not what they mean. Regulate, to keep regular. All right, to avoid monopolies rather than create them. Remove obstacles rather than create them. So if we need energy, and Biden goes and pays South Africa $8 billion not to produce coal, is he or is he not in direct violation of the Commerce Clause? And now they're talking about this with fuel in general. All right, you know, all you know, the fossil fuels, they call it, which is very deceptive language in and of itself. But yeah, direct violation of the Commerce Clause is treasonous because it's being done actually with premeditation again. It's being done to create a pinch, a shortage, to force you in another direction. In what direction is that? Well, electric. Why electric? Because they know damn well they don't have enough to create electric vehicles for everybody. There's not enough raw material on the planet Earth to do that. So common sense dictates that the majority of you are not going to be driving anything. All right, what are my options? Well, the government says bicycles or public transportation. Or if you talk to Yuval Noah Harari, maybe you don't have a purpose in this friggin' world that will give you a cocktail of medications that will keep you numbed up, will give you a visor like Meta has, and a lazy boy. All right, you will be happy in a little tiny cubicle that resembles a prison cell, because you'll be sitting there drugged out of your mind with a little visor that your artificial life has lived through. Unbelievable. That dystopian group has regular meetings. They're in the middle of meetings right now to decide how in the hell they're going to pull this off without the world going into full revolt, which they are, which you're not seeing on the mainstream, which is precisely why you should be really sniffing around for your news. Because there are countries where the people are in the streets. You can't believe it. Oh, man, I look back, and the largest surges of people in the street has been BLM and Antifa riots like that happened at the Capitol. Remember, I don't think there's been one arrest. I don't think there's one person in jail. And they literally went in there, rioted, destroyed businesses, burnt some right to the ground. And yet they're throwing J6 rally goers in prison, some over 20 years. disgusting. Well, as I said, context. Who's going to be the bag man for all this crap that's coming out of COP28? And it's very clear. Again, if you go to social media, and this is the case in all the big tech guys, you're going to see that they put front and center the youth, in particular black youth. And as a, you know, any good Marxist program, they typically target the black or the youth. It is the ones that they're uplifting and fighting for the rights for. And what always winds up happening is the system eventually is through with them. They're useful idiots, they were referred to. And they're cast aside. They don't realize they're temporary. All right, they're not the final population. They're not the final favored people. No, you're the ones that are put up front. You're the shield that penetrates the gates. And when your usefulness is used up, you will be dealt with too. But they're putting the youth out there. And it was very orchestrated. If you step back from, you know, the immediate visual, that first curb appeal of what you see with their ads as they go by, and you actually take a look at, you know, soak it all in, look at the surroundings, notice the patterns, and it's always these, 99 out of 100 of them are young black people from a number of different countries up there with all nicely printed signs and everything. And they have whole, like a media gauntlet, like you have at many of the Republican conventions and Democrat conventions. You have an aisle of just media on both sides. And they have setups like this all over the campus, wherever they hold these. Inside the convention hall, you'll see that there are cubicles, usually two walls, all prefab stuff. And if you look up, you'll see these are all little tiny cubicles being set up in a giant auditorium. And all these big speeches coming out. Oh, so nice to meet and talk with so-and-so from this country and the prime minister of that. And they never show the crowds because they're sitting in an area, a little cubicle that might have 15 seats in it. All right, it's all staged. They fluff their feathers like a turkey tries to make itself look so big and fearful. That's what they're doing. And they're using the youth. They're putting the youth out there as the shield that these cowards are. They know. How could you be against a young person? How could you stand up and say something bad about a young person wanting to save the world? Or a black person, how dare you not agree with a black person? They've so completely orchestrated this. And I mean, everything's bought and paid for by them. When they put this out, I've told you before, you go to your elected official's regular Twitter page, for example. You go there. And you look when they put something up and then look at the comments, people are slamming them. They're right on them. They know that they're liars. They've been following them and just keep calling them out. All right. The comments, entirely different from the fluff that you see in the original post. You read the comments, the people are on to them. The UN stuff coming out of COP28, you can tell is all part of a production set that they have had this all set up. It's all about scheduling and getting the right people and tucking them into a cubicle, putting up some new signs real quick, then blasting something out. They're set up with their cameras for live feeds. And then they have their little army of minions, all the youth that they've got radicalized when they did their orientation and all that. All the globalists are up there plying these kids, saying, oh, listen, we got a great, here, we set you up accounts for this, that. Go here, save these, and go in and share these posts. Comment on it. They've got their own built-in network to come in like a swarm of bees and cross-promote each other and push this out. no one seems to be caring. You know, the general public, and this is where I say get right in there and mix it up with them. Call them out for what they're doing. And these young people, I'm a little bit more reserved. I don't hammer them like I do the globalists. I do introduce them to the concept of cultural Marxism and how it is classically used black people to further their goal of communism. They get you to beg for your own slavery. And I plead with them out of a position of love, not hate and anger. All right, because these kids are being used, and you can tell. So I go in there now, and I get in there good and early when there's sometimes only two comments or even none. Mine's sometimes the first one, and I say good. And I plead with them to go in and educate themselves on how communism works, what cultural Marxism is, and how they have classically used black people to do it. It's a historical fact. You just actually got to be proactively willing to go out there and search this information out, because there's no one else that's going to report it to you. I mean, other than Red Pill Politics and shows like that, of course. Anyway, that's what's going on. They're using the youth. And, of course, the usual Soviet partners, which are all there in the background right now providing support. They've advanced. They put down roots. They're there. And they're going to be providing support. But be looking for an army of youth-filled organizations to come out, push and push and push to get rid of these things called fossil fuels. All right. In the meantime, that's within the context. You should look. Those are going to be the bag men. Those are the ones that are going to start the first attacks. But know that there is a huge network behind them. As we go on with the show, we're going to talk about some details of the argument so that we can fight back logically and educated. So I got a quick break. It's Red Pill Politics. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
Broadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States.
With
anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio, and what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.